Now, a story about a lost violin, and 8 months later, an improbable recovery. The rare violin belongs to Evan Price of the Grammy-winning classical crossover group, the Turtle Island String Quartet. He got news yesterday that the violin he left curbside at an airport in Montana back in April has been found. And Evan, I hate to have you relive the painful details, but how exactly did you lose your violin?
I was very sleepy, in my defense, and forgot to check the curb when we picked up all the rest of our luggage and put it into the car and drove away.
And you realized pretty quickly that it was gone.
Well, 3 hours was not quickly enough. By the time I realized it was gone, I called the airport, and it was definitely gone.
And tell us a bit about this violin. This was a pretty pricey piece of equipment you had.
Yeah. To the layperson, $50,000 may seem like a lot of money. It certainly did to me. For a professional violin, it's actually considered by some to be reasonable, but it was a violin made in 1879 by a maker named Eugenio Praga. He made in Genoa, Italy. So I was pretty heartbroken.
Okay. Well, months go by. You do not have the violin. What happens?
Well, I got a series of calls and emails yesterday morning from the police in Billings, which said, give us a call. We think we have your violin. So, of course, I called. And yes, it sounds like they do. I've since seen a picture of it in police custody online, and it definitely looks like mine. What I'm told is that a person, whoever was in possession of it, tried to sell the thing. And I think he had called a violin maker / dealer in Canada, trying to get whatever he could. And it turned out he called an old friend of mine who happens to be this violin maker that I had bought a violin from 20 years ago, a different instrument, but recognized the description immediately and didn't tip this guy off. He instead called the police, and they worked out a little nifty sting operation and got it back.
Now, here's another wrinkle. In the intervening months, you have bought another violin.
That's right.
And now the question is, what do you do with the old one?
That's the million-dollar question, or I should say the $30,000 question, because that's the price difference between the one lost and the one recently purchased. Being a professional, I had to move on. I needed something to play. I had concert obligations and recording obligations to meet, and so I was lucky to find a contemporary instrument which did the job. It wasn't love at first sight, but you develop a relationship with these things, and over the time, it sometimes turns into love, and it sometimes changes the player.
There's something epic about this, I think. It's like a real romance story.
Yeah.
You have brought into the studio there in San Francisco the new violin. Can you play a little bit for us?
Sure, I could.
Okay, so that's the new version. We also have a recording of you playing the old, poor violin that was left behind.
Something about an older instrument, and particularly once you get more than, let's say, 100 years, which just can only be described as character, it's pretty widely agreed that string instruments, age does improve them like fine wines, and there's a certain body and creaminess and sort of richness about an older instrument which is very difficult to duplicate in a modern one.
You know, I should probably stay neutral here, but I think you've got to do right by that old violin.
Well, maybe I'll have you talk to my wife.
I think somebody's trying to tell you something, though. You left it curbside. It's been found. It wants you back.
Could be. I'll withhold judgment.
Evan Price, I'm glad you at least found it, and thanks for talking with us.
Thank you very much.
Violinist Evan Price of the Turtle Island String Quartet. He's already collected from his insurance company for the lost violin, so he would have to buy it back. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.